Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. The very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Welcome, my friends, to the Saucer Pod and Dog Poet Transmitting, with the usual introduction that, hey, you always get, including a greeting from your friends and sympathizers from the Arcturian Brotherhood and Solar Council in the Sirius Cluster. We like to say Dog Poet Transmitting, but that is just an acknowledgement from the star Sirius. The Dog Star, I believe it's called. You know, I forgot about this broadcast again, and it happens sometimes. It happened this time because I have a guest. I have this friend, Alan, who came to visit me from Australia, and we've been taking up a lot of my time, not in a bad way, but just interactively. And I was supposed to do this show last night and send it in, but of course we got into a certain kind of interfamilial interaction, so I completely forgot. And this puts me like about 45 minutes short of the show actually going actual. From James Jancic on the Feet to Fire Network, if he does put out a show this week, and this I do not know. But that's my excuse for my having to do this off the cuff again, because I was really unable to write any kind of script. I got a few like notes like, hey, don't forget to talk about this and that kind of thing. But, you know, otherwise, I'm kind of on my own out here, folks. So I'd like to ask you to be out here on your own, okay, in terms of listening. Because sometimes when you're listening to people, and depending on whether you already know them, you get into this pro forma thing where like yada, 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 yada and stuff. But I would like to ask, given that I try to give 100% of myself to every one of these broadcasts, I would like to ask that you give me a special ear, okay? I call it the third ear, you know, like the third eye, kind of, you know? And that would be the intuition, I think. But what do I know? You know, my friends, it should be considered that broadcasts will, from now on, be a little sporadic during the next 3 weeks, because I'm making a major move. I have to pack. I have to get my stuff out of here. I have to go through all kinds of changes. And postings may be affected as well, okay? All right, so I'm going to, as I usually do in the beginning, but I didn't do this so far, but I'll do it now. I usually like to talk about what's going on in the world before I get to, okay, before I get to what I consider the more important thing, which is the spiritual and metaphysical truths. But let us for the moment, just go to headlines. I tend to glean headlines. I tend to filter them. I tend to distill them. And the point of that is trying to get to the truth of them, I think. Now, the whole thing with Syria, I think I mentioned this before, was because Israel wants to own Syria, period. But that ain't the only thing, okay? A lot of Israel's oil comes via Syria. You know, these hijackers take it, okay? It's stolen oil and it's part of that particular, from the Niles to the Euphrates. And that would be, ersatz Israel. But you know, that's one thing. And now, Turkey's in terrible trouble because they mess with the sleeping bear. And they're in deep, deep doo-doo now. And Russia's going to make them pay. This is a fact. Russia did not get into this whole Middle East thing without understanding what it would cost and why they're doing it and what fatuous, feckless cowards are all the bought and sold politicians of the West. They know this. They know truth is on their side. So, well, maybe you think he works for Satan like the rest of them do. I don't know this. But I know that God generally chooses his protagonists with a real reflective expertise, okay? So, what is going on in the world, my friends, is far less important than what is going on within you. Okay? Should I repeat that? Yeah, probably visible, you should. Okay. What is going on in the world is less important than what is going on in you. I want to talk about the tarot just for a moment. And I want to mention Eliphas Levy, who is a Frenchman who lived around, you know, the 1870s or such. I mean, you know, he operated across decades back or forth. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what he said. He was a priest who got defrocked because of his investigations into the occult, okay? Occult means nothing more than hidden. It doesn't make it evil. Like Nietzsche said, don't look overlong into the abyss because the abyss is looking overlong into you. Correct? So if there's darkness out there or in there, you'll find it in yourself. Okay? All right? I mean, one time God took me into the Devic realm. Okay? Well, actually, Lord Ganesh did, one of my good friends, took me into the Devic realm, which he controls, because I had this fantasy idea that the Devic realm was all, like, kind of sweet and nice and filled with angelic and higher astral vibrationary things, okay? But out of his great compassion and love for me, Lord Ganesh decided to teach me a lesson, which he did. So he took me in there by invite with one of his, you know, major, like they call it an archangel, or one of his major kind of guys, took me in there. And we were walking through summer glades. Ah, nostalgia. And all the beauty of the Six of Cups and the rest of it, because we're going to get into the tarot at some point. And took me into all these, like, brilliant, poignant situations. And the next thing I knew, I turned a corner and an enormous spider and all their cohorts right out of Milkwood or Sirith Ungol came right at me, man. And bigger and darker shit than that came at me. And it kind of, set me aback. I was going to say it terrified me, but a lot of things don't scare me anymore. I was at that stage, but it left a lasting impression on me. And Ganesh said to me, Lord Ganapati, said to me, it ain't as pretty as you think it is. Every world you enter into, my son, has its lower realms and its higher realms. And I just want to show you, my son, after you leave this physical plane, when you come as my visitor, that there's darkness and light everywhere, especially in these times. So I wanted to share that with you. So I want to go back to the tarot for a minute. my good friend Elvis Levy. Well, he's not my good friend, but I consider him my friend because I respect and love him, okay? This defrocked priest from France. He once said eloquently, and no one else has ever said it better, I mean, Waite. Arthur Edward Waite has said some things very eloquently and some others about the tarot, but Levy encapsulated it in a single paragraph, and I think it's amazing. He said, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember it, so please forgive me. He said, if a prisoner locked up in a cell was devoid of any reading materials or anything else and had only a set of tarot cards of which he knew how to make use, could very soon develop a universal science and an inexhaustible eloquence on any subject. Take that to the bank, my friends. Ah. Truth cannot be experienced secondhand or indirectly. It's impossible. If you think just reading stuff or having experiences is going to bring you to the truth somehow, it doesn't happen. And like I said earlier, the burning bush thing and the rest of it, you always have to deal with agents of the truth. You can't go to the truth directly because it'll burn you to cinder, okay? However, the meaning of this must dawn on you in the experience of it, or you don't get it. Okay? You either have a direct interaction with the thing you're experiencing or the object of your attention, or you don't get it. You do not get that unqualified flow of information of the object under consideration or meditation or concentration if you do not have your absolute focus on it. I have often brought up Patanjali, that great Hindu yogi and scholar in this regard. You know what? That's all about powers and abilities and the rest of it. And, you know, for myself, in my life, I was lucky enough to have some of those powers for a while. And believe me, I did have them. And, you know, I saw the result of what I was going through, and I went to God, and I voluntarily surrendered all the powers given to me as a result of my Kundalini experience. I said, I don't want any part of these. I don't want to deal with them because they will corrupt me. I knew this, and God took them away. And it is out of that that I learned the signal and cardinal most important thing that you can learn in this life. The love of God is all important, and nothing else is. And it's why I kind of press bhakti yoga on you guys, girls, and whatever else there is. The archetypes, which are the manifestation of the tarot and their 21 expressions and the fool, they create the lens through which this truth can be experienced. You cannot experience God directly until the final stages, so accept the indirect. I talk about my invisible friends and such, but they are just agents of the ineffable. Everything in life, when it has to do with the truth, is indirect. It's the burning bush thing, or voices out of the clouds, because direct contact would burn you to a cinder. My dear friends, you know, I haven't done this for the last, I don't know how many years, for like no particular reason. I don't really care if you hear me on the radio or you hear me on broadcast. Or, you know, I could have gone much further than this if I really was that ambitious or cared about it. And I don't. I only want to capture the audience to whom it matters. And that means those of you listening directly right now, to whom it makes a difference, okay? I don't really have that much thought about my own success or getting anywhere. I know God's going to take care of me. God is always taking care of me and always will, and will take care of you if you get what's being said here, okay? success here on this particular plane, I'm miming my hand going up and down over my certain area right now. Okay, never mind. Success here, that's success here. But there are other kinds of success here that extrapolate into a major success elsewhere. And then you really can become a bodhisattva. Then you can come down here for no reason and serve selflessly and love doing it. And I got to tell you, there ain't no thrill like that. Just saying. Anyway, my friends, you know, I'm very busy right now, and I did get this off, so thank you very much for listening. And I may get back next week, I don't know, but it may be 2 or 3 weeks before you hear any broadcast again, okay? But in the meantime, why I brought up what I just brought up about 45 seconds ago, I forget how long it was, I love you deeply and intensely, you know, and I hope that transmits. I mean, I don't know most of you. I may never meet most of you in life, but you are the inspiration and reason why I do this, because you represent everything I myself hope to accomplish as a human being. So, in that sense, my friends, we have come to the end of another broadcast. I can't believe I pulled this off. We have come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, hail Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Il Alaha Il Alahu. Om Amitabha. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. Thank you. And much love, Lady Nature. I'd love someone out here. Sorry about that. Oh, carry on, Baha'u'llah. But I still left someone out. Well, too late now. Aloha and Aru!
He's strong and tall and slender, and he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. You can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. The deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing live and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.